I almost feel like I know our next guest. I've never met with him or talked with him before, but he's been in the media so much, I thought it'd be interesting to talk with Roy Wilbanks. He's the Eastern Michigan University's Board of Trustees Chairman, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Mr. Wilbanks, how are you?
Yes, sir, Tony. I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Well, it seems like we talk about Eastern Michigan a lot on this program from time to time. The last time we talked with a representative from EMU, Mr. Wilbanks, it was about a pretty cool program for single parents, funding and other means to help them get their degrees. How's that program faring?
Well, I think often that many of our programs that we start out with positive initiatives and that are continuing to do well, and the university by and large is doing well because of some of these creative programs. Our enrollment is up, our student credit hour production is up, so and we have more kids living on campus again, so things are pretty good at Eastern Michigan University, and that program in particular is doing very well.
Well, in a story about last week's press conference that Governor Snyder hosted, there's a photo of Mike Flanagan, who is the superintendent of schools, Carol Goss from the Skillman Foundation, Roy Roberts, yourself, as well as the governor, and the sweeping overhauls that are set to get in place, especially the district, if you will, for troubled districts. I just want to get your take on the program, what you saw, what you heard that day.
Well, I think Eastern Michigan University is pleased to be a part of that program, and I think that obviously this is a sweeping reform that does require some legislation to take place, and we discussed that for several months with representatives from the governor's office and Detroit Public Schools, as well as Mike Flanagan. So a very participatory process that really puts the authority in place to deal, as you said, with these troubled schools. And interestingly, I think, once again, the media and great coverage, but what's really going to happen here now, 11 and 12, will kind of be a planning year and then hopefully implementation of this new program in 12, 13. So at this point in time, what we've got is really you've got a introduction by the governor of combining these two schools into each of their authorities being able to go into this larger authority, and a great deal of collaboration, and a representatives from Detroit Public Schools, from Eastern Michigan University, as well as governor appointments at large. So you'll have about 11-person advisory committee putting the plan together for the authority.
Why is Eastern Michigan in, if you will, the middle of this? They're known as a teacher school, so it makes a lot of sense, but that's still 15, 20 miles away from you. Why is Eastern so interested in helping the Detroit Public Schools?
Well, I think it's really, what we are about and what we should be doing there. Outside of teaching the actual teachers themselves, I think we have a great deal of information and wealth. A great deal of information that we can put into this process that hopefully will give the kids in Detroit schools a better opportunity for success. And obviously, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't feel like they needed help.
What would you tell folks who live here in Lansing, who live in the UP, who live in Grand Rapids, when they say, why should we be so concerned with what's happening in Detroit with the schools?
Well, I think, from my personal perspective, I'm an Ypsilanti person, lived here all my life. Detroit's just down the street. And I believe that, the success of the state of Michigan in some ways has to go through Detroit. And we really need to improve the economy in southeastern Michigan. And I think the best way to improve that is through a well-educated workforce.
Finally, Mr. Wilbanks, I've heard folks say many parts of this plan by the governor, including the district, they're not new. They were just ideas that didn't work before. They're just another layer of political rhetoric, if you will, in order to help the kids, but it could hinder the kids because you've got another layer here. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that this vehicle that has been created will also bring in a lot of well-meaning foundations that will bring some resources that haven't previously been brought in on these types of ideas. If you're just trying to use the same resources that we've always had, I think it would be a little tight and a little difficult to implement much change. But if we can get the private sector involved and the foundations involved in creating a more of a resource base and more permanency to the program, there obviously would be a better chance for success.
All right, let's take the money out of this. Let's take the teachers out. Let's take the administration out. Let's take the programs out. How important are the parents in the success of not only the kids being successful in school, but in these new programs working?
Well, Tony, that's an excellent point. And you probably don't know this, but I spent 18 years in K-12 education in the classroom as a principal and that. And parents are always the key to success. So if we really are able to reach in and pull the parents out and get them more involved in the education of their kids, I think we'll have a better chance for success.
How do you do that when you've got people like me who come from a single-parent home, or when you have low-income homes where the parents are working a lot, or homes where you have a lot of dysfunction and all the parents know is what they're currently doing? How do you change that?
One of the things I was very impressed with at the news conference that you alluded to earlier was the, I think, the president of the Detroit Parent Teachers Association and her commitment to involvement in this project. I found probably as awakening as anything that I heard that day. So it obviously has to go through the PTA or the Parent Teachers Association to try to go in there. But once again, now I think we'll have resources to work with that Parent Teachers Association in terms of how we can get them more involved in the education of their kids.
Well, if I've learned anything about education matters, but with the city of Detroit, there's been so much dysfunction, not only with the city and with the schools, we're talking decades here, that the change isn't going to come in the short term. It's going to take a long time, and we're going to have to be patient, and there's a lot of hard work to be done.
I certainly agree with that, and I respect the governor's position that basically puts this into place for 15 years, and I think that will give us adequate data to see if we're successful.
Roy Wilbanks is the EMU Board of Trustees Chairman. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.